I was just about to speak to her when somebody touched me on the shoulder. I turned round in surprise and saw an ordinary-looking man, neither young nor old, who was gazing at me sadly. "I should like to have a word with you," he said. I pulled a face, and no doubt he noticed, for he added, "It's a matter of importance." I got up and followed him to the other end of the boat. "Monsieur," he continued, "when winter comes with cold and rain and snow, your doctor says to you whenever he sees you, 'Keep your feet warm and beware of chills, colds, bronchitis and pleurisy.' So you take all sorts of precautions. You wear flannel underwear, thick overcoats and heavy shoes, and even then you sometimes find yourself bedridden for a couple of months. But when spring returns with its leaves and flowers, its warm, relaxing breezes and its country scents which fill you with vague, inexplicable emotions, there is nobody to say to you, 'Monsieur, beware of love.' It is lurking everywhere, lying in wait for you at every corner. All its snares are set, all its weapons are sharpened, all its treacherous wiles are prepared. Beware of love. Just listen to my story, and then you will understand why I have ventured to speak to you like this.